Finding Inner Strength Through Challenges by Mrs. Sylvia Sugar Lopez. Sylvia's email address is sugarsyl71@sbcglobal.net. A while back, I wrote an article for the BC called, quote, My Unfinished Story. That article was about how, through the challenges of being blind, I found, with determination and self-perseverance, there was still hope for a good life. This time I want to share how being blind has helped me show others that even though difficult times keep coming, light is still there, and how a positive attitude can make things a little easier. I am happy and blessed to say that it has been 15 years since I had my kidney and pancreas transplants, and they are doing well, considering. My pancreas is chronically rejecting and has last slowed down to the point where I am back on insulin after 13 years of being diabetic-free. I feel blessed to have had these 13 years needle-free because it is not very common for transplants to survive that long. It has been difficult and disappointing for this to happen, but knowing that one day this would and could occur was part of my journey. Transplants are just a temporary fix, or as I like to say, gifts. And in the meantime, I have kept striving to do my best in all that I do. My determination, positive outlook on life, and my unwavering faith does not compromise or stop me from being who I am. During the past few years, I have been blessed to speak to high school classes about my blindness, give resources and help guide students who need direction to better themselves and outlook in their lives. I was amazed to feel their eagerness and to hear how excited they were to know that they could keep moving forward when life throws them curveballs. I still keep in touch via email. They had a chance to use my long white cane, instructed to walk blindfolded across a room to sharpen their pencils. There was some fumbling around, and I have to admit it brought a small smile to my face because I knew the students were realizing that it's not easy to get around in an unfamiliar location. I received comments like, quote, It's not as easy as you make it seem. I have also been blessed and honored to put together a Dining in the Dark event at my local church. The theme was Seeing with a New Perspective, and we all sat at round tables, and everyone had blindfolds throughout the event. They received a brailled note card with a few words of encouragement, and with help from my local talking book library, a flyer with the alphabet in Braille. They could try to figure out the words they were using with their cheat sheets, as I called them. There were also slates and styluses at each table for them to learn how to write their names in Braille. My challenge was to put all this together and cook spaghetti and meatballs, sauce, salad, and dessert. The fact that some people didn't realize that I was capable not only to organize and host this event, but cook for 50 people, really took them by surprise. A few were fumbling around as they attempted pouring their drinks and buttering their rolls. I heard comments like, quote, How does she do this without making a mess of herself? And it's not easy doing this with your eyes closed. I found myself coaching them on finding their places around tables, and how to not get sauce all over themselves. There were several white canes around the room, so they could all take turns trying to get around, still with their blindfold on. I noticed how many participants were trying to identify one another just by listening to each other's voices. And I said, quote, This is why there are times when I know some of you well, because you come to me and talk, and the more you and I talk, the more familiar I am with your voice. So conversation is important. It was a fun experience for everyone all around. Most importantly, it gave people an opportunity to know me just as an individual, not just as the blind girl. Everyone had a chance to walk in my shoes for a few hours, and this will be an experience they won't forget. And I only hope that they realize that being blind is not a game, but it's real. It is who I am. As a blind wife, mother, and individual, I have learned that what I do How I act and react to others determines how people see me, and I look forward to keep striving to do my best and to educate people who are not familiar with blindness and all that can be accomplished with the right tools. The CCB has been such a wonderful way of support and a great resource for me personally. I have gained so much strength being part of this organization, being part of the membership committee, and being one of the monitors on the CCBL online group. I have been totally blind for 19 years now, and I can say that I have had, and still do, the best of both worlds. Blindness has brought me comfort, some peace, and a better sense of self-worth. I give thanks to God for my husband Daniel, my family for its unconditional love and support. I am grateful for every opportunity I get to put myself out there and share about how we as blind people can live a productive life. I feel that we all have challenges in our lives, whether they are physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. They are challenges we all deal with in our daily walk. I would like to leave you with this small thought. You are strong as long as you stay true to yourself. Stay open to ask for help when needed, and be willing to return the favor. This is how you will keep maturing personally and within the community. Thank you. God bless you.